In the glittering world of high society, supermodel Ayana Kadane appears to have it all. Model of the Year accolades, a handsome fiancé in CEO Jordan Ford, and a wedding on the horizon. But beneath the perfect facade lies a business arrangement. Jordan needs to marry to secure his $120 million inheritance, while Ayana gets $10 million to escape her exploitative modeling contract. A straightforward deal until Vuk Markovich enters the picture. As Jordan's oldest friend and designated best man, Vuk commands attention without saying a word. Scarred, intimidating, and preferring sign language to speech, the billionaire CEO harbors a dangerous secret. He saw Ayana first and wanted her, but his loyalty to Jordan, who once saved his life, prevents him from acting on his desires. When circumstances force them together for a weekend cake tasting in California, the chemistry becomes undeniable. Their intellectual connection surprises them both, revealing depths beyond their public personas. But how do you fight an attraction that threatens to destroy everything you value? What makes a man choose silence? For Vuk, it's the memory of screams and burning flesh. His most visible characteristic, the scar across his throat, represents deeper wounds. During a road trip to Washington, D.C., he reveals to Ayana its traumatic origin. After a brotherhood attack killed his brother, someone tried to choke him with a rope, then set it on fire. Though his vocal cords survived, speaking caused phantom pain, leading him to learn ASL instead. His silence became habit, keeping others distant. When Ayana asks why he speaks to her, his soft admission that she's special reveals rare vulnerability in a man who guards his emotions. The Brotherhood, an elite network of assassins, continues to haunt Vuk. When sophisticated incendiary devices damage his flagship venue, Eclipse, the evidence is unmistakable: carbon fiber fragments and a surveillance photo showing their distinctive tattoo. After 13 years of detente, they've returned, forcing Vuk into a dangerous alliance with Roman Davenport, a rogue Brotherhood operative proposing they eliminate rival faction leaders together. Ayana's glamorous modeling career masks exploitation and control. Her contract with Beaumont Agency, initially a lifeline through a signing bonus that saved her family after her father's injury, became a prison of debt and manipulation. Her agent, Hank, exerts disturbing control, making inappropriate comments and tracking her movements. The Jordan arrangement represents her escape plan. $10 million would free her from Beaumont's grip. When Vuk discovers Hank's surveillance, he delivers a silent but clear warning to the agent. This intervention gives Emmanuel Beaumont ammunition to publicly terminate Ayana for unprofessional conduct, threatening reputation-destroying legal action. Vuk uncovers the industry's darker elements: Emmanuel's embezzlement scheme funding her brother's Brotherhood faction, and an entertainment ring exploiting vulnerable models. When photographer Wentworth Holt sexually assaults Ayana during a shoot, it becomes another violation in her history of exploitation, one that Vuk won't allow to go unpunished. Despite his dangerous reputation, Vuk finds comfort in Ayana's family home. In Washington, D.C., her mother, Saba, tearfully thanks him for saving her daughter and insists he stay with them. During dinner with Ayana's extended family, Vuk experiences genuine warmth for the first time in years. The monthly family game night, playing Pictionary with enthusiastic competition, gives him his first taste of normalcy since his brother died. He realizes what he's been missing: the simple pleasure of belonging, of being accepted without judgment. Ayana's Ethiopian heritage provides identity beyond modeling through her parents' restaurant, her mother's special tea blend, and family traditions. When Vuk later orders similar tea after a traumatic event, it shows his attentiveness to details that matter to her. Though Ayana initially keeps secrets about Jordan and her feelings for Vuk, her parents' perceptiveness helps guide her. Her father gently reminds her about integrity and not starting new relationships before ending old ones, noticing her missing engagement ring after a night with Vuk. Vuk's moral code operates beyond conventional boundaries. When he discovers Wentworth Holt sexually assaulted Ayanna, he takes matters into his own hands, meeting the photographer at a Brooklyn warehouse where he brutally beats him and smashes his dominant hand with a hammer. Vuk's rage subsides, knowing that no one who hurts Ayanna escapes punishment. This vigilante justice extends to the Brotherhood. When they capture a member codenamed Dexter, Vuk personally tortures and executes him. This brutality mirrors his vengeful campaign 13 years earlier after his brother's death, when he hunted the Brotherhood's leadership until they offered a truce. Ayanna struggles to reconcile these violent aspects with the man she's coming to love. When someone leaves photos of Dexter's mutilated body in her apartment with a note revealing exactly the type of man Vuk Markovich really is, she confronts him. His unflinching admission, "I did," and lack of remorse shakes her. When asked if he regrets it, he only regrets not having more time with his victim. His explanation, "In my world, justice comes in one form, retribution." Despite this revelation, Ayanna isn't afraid, anxious and stunned, but not fearful. On her wedding day, Ayanna contemplates her empty arrangement with Jordan. As she walks down the aisle, she notices Vuk missing from his best man position. Suddenly, his security team bursts in, warning of Brotherhood assassins at the wedding. When the pianist aims a gun at Ayanna, Vuk tackles her to safety while Jordan falls unconscious, bleeding. Jordan survives but ends their arrangement, admitting to pre-wedding doubts. This frees Ayanna to explore her feelings for Vuk despite lingering complications. Later, Ayanna is kidnapped by Wentworth and Emmanuel Beaumont, revealed as a Brotherhood leader seeking revenge against Vuk. During the rescue attempt, Vuk is captured, forcing Ayanna to free herself to save him. In the chaos, she kills Emmanuel to protect Vuk, an act that transforms her perspective. Having taken a life to protect someone she loves, Ayanna realizes the moral divide between them isn't as vast as she once believed. Months after surviving the Brotherhood's attack, Vuk proposes to Ayanna in Finnish Lapland beneath the northern lights, using a custom perfume bottle. She accepts, recognizing how perfectly they complement each other, light and dark, sea and snow, flame and ice. Their journey reveals that home isn't always where expected. For Vuk, who lost his family and lived in isolation for years, home becomes wherever Ayanna is. His mansion, once a fortress of solitude, transforms with her presence. Even his reluctant adoption of Shadow, a stray cat, shows his growing capacity for connection. They've created a partnership where power is shared and protection flows both ways. Their engagement represents not just romantic commitment, but a promise to face dangers together. In each other, they've found something rare, a place where scars can be seen in full light, where past traumas don't define the future, and where they can be fully themselves without judgment. Sometimes we find home in the most unexpected person, even when that person is the last one we should want.